Aston Martin's F1 nightmare continues. Aston Martin's Formula One team is facing a daunting challenge in Australia as Adrian Newey revealed that Honda has no spare batteries, leaving the team with limited options. The severe vibration issue with the ICE and MGUK has caused casings to fail, limiting the team's mileage in testing. This has resulted in Aston arriving at the Australian Grand Prix with only 4 usable batteries, which is a far cry from the 2 that are supposed to last for at least 12 complete race weekends. The team's situation is precarious, and any issue with the remaining batteries means that one of the cars will be out for the rest of the weekend. The complexity of F1 batteries cannot be overstated. These bespoke items are packaged for a specific car and require precise management to avoid premature failure. The fact that Aston Martin has lost several batteries in testing and now finds itself with only 4 usable ones is a stark reminder of the fragility of these components. The team's reliance on Honda for battery supplies adds another layer of complexity to the situation. As Newey acknowledged, managing the problem is the team's top priority. With only 2 operational batteries left, any loss would be catastrophic. The team must exercise extreme caution in how they use the remaining batteries, which will undoubtedly limit their performance and competitiveness during the weekend. The lack of spare batteries highlights the vulnerability of F1 teams to supply chain disruptions. Honda's inability to provide additional batteries means that Aston Martin is now facing a difficult decision: manage the risk of battery failure or take a chance on flying in new supplies from Japan. The latter option is fraught with uncertainty, and it remains unclear when Honda will have further supplies. The situation also underscores the need for greater collaboration between teams and suppliers. With limited testing, Aston Martin still has much to learn about its new car, and the battery situation only adds to the complexity of the challenge ahead. Alonso's frustration with the lack of mileage is palpable, and it remains to be seen how the team will manage their resources over the weekend. The absence of a stock supply of batteries raises questions about the long-term sustainability of F1 teams. As the sport continues to evolve, the need for more efficient and reliable battery solutions will become increasingly important. For now, Aston Martin must focus on managing its limited resources and navigating the challenges posed by Honda's supply chain. The situation in Australia serves as a reminder that F1 is a complex and unforgiving environment. The intricacies of battery management are just one aspect of the challenge that teams face every weekend. As the season unfolds, it will be fascinating to see how Aston Martin adapts to this new reality and finds ways to mitigate the impact of Honda's supply chain issues. The lack of a spare battery supply from Honda has significant implications for Aston Martin's chances of success in the Australian Grand Prix. With limited testing and a fragile battery situation, the team is facing an uphill battle to secure a strong finish. The outcome will depend on how effectively they can manage their resources and adapt to the challenges posed by their suppliers. As the weekend unfolds, it remains to be seen whether Aston Martin's F1 team can overcome its current nightmare and find a way to succeed in Australia. With only 2 operational batteries left, the stakes are high, and every decision will have a significant impact on the team's chances of success.